Well, it's a praise the Lord that I'm here today. Amen. It's a praise the Lord I got through this week. That is very exciting to me. That it's Sunday and I still have my job. That you guys don't really understand. I don't think, or maybe some of you do. Probably more you do than I think.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, my manager was gone, and I was feeling really cruddy about myself and not so confident that I'd get through this week without losing it. Even though I did lose it, I didn't completely lose it. So that's a praise of the Lord. Got around to Saturday, and I was thinking, man, my boss was back, and I was thinking, I ran up and gave him a big old hug, and I said, I'm so glad to see you, buddy. I am grateful for you, and gave him a big old hug, and I took the day off. I mean, I was there working, but I said, problems came up. I don't know, go talk to Scott. Phil, what do we do? I don't know, go talk to Scott. Phil, what are we going to do about this? I have no idea. Go talk to Scott. And it was a praise the Lord, I tell you. It was a relief, and I was free as a bird, I'm telling you. Yeah, Scott was like, I didn't have to come back on Saturday, and I'm going, I'm sure glad you did. Yeah, I don't know, it was definitely a praise the Lord, got through it. And you know, I've been dealing with a lot of other things, a lot of personal issues, a lot of personal struggles, a lot of garbage that's in me, man. I got a ton of it. More than I like to have seen. More than I like to have seen. And yet, did you know that the Lord still loves me? And He still loves you guys? And that's amazing to me. That's amazing. It really is. God, I tell you, if I was the Lord, and I'm glad I'm not, I'd have been done with myself a long time ago. And I made some phone calls. I've been calling some ministers and some people because I've been struggling, man. And there's one that I fear the most in this ministry. One that I fear the most. I'm scared to call him, maybe because of Romans 13, because works are evil, and then it's a terror. But he gave me a call. He called me and wanted to get in touch with me and talk to me. And at the end of the conversation, he said, Philip, you're forgiven, and I have that authority. Amen. And that meant a lot. And all through this week, the Lord, because this, the confidence of even getting up and going and getting through the day was just one of the biggest challenges, probably bigger than it ever has been for me. And I probably said that before. But it was, and the Lord sent people through those times to minister to me to keep going. And it was been truly a blessing, and I can look back on it and see how gracious the Lord has been. And it reminded me when I was talking to this guy of Jesus. I just want to go to John 8. The Gospel of. And it says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing there in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And I didn't have people trying to stone me. You know, I didn't have that. But it did remind me of this story. When he said, you're forgiven and I have that authority. The Lord is so good. You know, it's Father's Day. We ought to honor Him. But that's the Lord for you. She was dead wrong, guilty. I'm dead wrong and guilty. Guilty of a lot. Guilty of more stuff than I would like to admit or like to see. But that's the grace of the Lord. And he hung on that cross, and it covered all of our sin. And you know, the hardest thing for me, I think, this week was, you know, I know that nobody's holding anything against me. And I know the Lord isn't holding anything against me. But was actually receiving that forgiveness and walking in it. Because it's hard for me to conceive that the Lord's forgiven me. But it's true, and that's how powerful His grace is, and that's how powerful His sacrifice is. It's good as for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that's what we have to walk in. And that's what we got to hold on to. That's our hope. That's our answer when He comes. Is that I'm a wretched man, Lord. And Your sacrifice was sufficient for me. And it covered me. Our Father in heaven. That's how good He is. I'm going to leave it at that.
Man, that's a little bit high. Well, I'll pretend it's right where I need it. There's no greater experience, then after you have been found guilty and agree with the Lord that you need His grace to see Him abundantly give it, extend His mercy, and you actually know at that point then that you're in communion with Him. I don't know, man. I don't know how to follow that. That was pretty awesome. Philip had a hard week. I did something last night I haven't done in a long time. I fell asleep watching television. I woke up at like it's still dark outside, and I'm what? Where am I? And how did I get here? Not me. I didn't. It took a while to get to. And what day is this? But after the cobwebs and confusion flittered away, I realized it was Sunday, and we have a service. So here we are. I'm reminded of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Because the truth of the matter is, Philip had a hard week. And in 2 Timothy 2, Timothy's charged to endure hardness. And the truth is that God's commitment to, out of Matthew 6, our provisions, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. All these things you need, they're yours. He's only yours in your commitment to Him. And God is not raising up a girls' chorus. He's raising up an army. And Philip took some licks this week as he endured some hardness. But Romans says, and I'm going to go there because otherwise I'm going to butcher it. And I haven't even started in Timothy yet, but I'll get there. But we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience, experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. When you go through and then you endure the hardness, and whatever tribulation the enemy throws at you, you learn. That's when you learn how good the Lord is. Amen. That's when you learn that He meets you. That's when you understand that the loyalty that is developing in you and you're trusting Him as you move through this stuff, and all these things, rather than divert you from the course, they compel you to continue the course. And that's the definition of patience. It is loyalty and unswerving devotion to the course, no matter what. It's not about bloodying you up. It's about letting you understand and learn by experience how good the Lord is and where He will meet you every time. And if you can't get that, you can't be in His army. You can't do it. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me amongst many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. The only thing you have to concern yourself with is going out on a mission and coming back alive. They'll tell you when to eat and when to be hungry. Everything else they take care of. You just go do your thing. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet it is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Our commitment to Him has got to be to endure hardness with the devotion and loyalty of a soldier. Knowing that the army that has conscripted the soldier is about the business of keeping him alive and fighting. They're going to keep the clothes on his back, and they're going to keep the weapons stocked with bullets. Because they've sent him to go prosecute a war that they want to win. But our God yet lets us partake of all of His goodness. Not just His provisions, but His bounty. And no soldier ever got to partake of the spoils of the war. It was the victorious governmental authority that sent them out who got to divide up the spoils. He's committed that stuff to us, and we haven't even finished the fight yet. How good is He? And we don't even know from one minute to the next in our fragile little feeble heads whether we're going to even be here standing up 5 minutes from now. Something might come along and we're down on the ground. But He's here to pick us back up and help us be partakers of His divine nature and all the goodness that is. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains. He shares that with you because He's good. We treat Him too much like we're anticipating that the girls' choral is going to start. And that's what we're trained up for. Our training needs to be to help us to endure the hardness so that we can partake of the bounty. I believe I'm done.
Can I say something? One more thing? Sure.
You know, a lot of times I was talking with Charlie this morning, and I know for me at this moment, at this point, a lot of it is not dealing with persecution for Jesus' sake, or being thrown in prison, or being stoned for gospel's sake. Is for me right now is my own stuff, that the Lord has grace on my own stuff, and in enduring that which comes up in me and getting shed of, and realizing that His grace is sufficient for that. Amen. You know, what Paul is saying, I had some hardships. Those hardships really wasn't with people out here. Those hardships with the things that are in here. I just wanted to say that. That I endured. Not that I had took anything that I was dealt wrongfully, you know. So.